Data Analysis for Self-Publishers, written by M.L. Humphrey, narrated by M.L. Humphrey. Introduction. I sat down the other day to edit a book I'd published in 2017 called Excel for Self-Publishers that I'd unpublished earlier this year, 2020. Because there was information in there that was no longer relevant due to changes at Amazon and a few platforms disappearing. I was stuck on starting the next novel, and I figured it would be a day or two of effort, and then I'd get back to the novel once I gave myself time to figure out how this new fantasy world worked. But I got about a third of the way through the book and realized that I didn't want to republish it because it was not what authors needed to know. I love Microsoft Excel. Don't get me wrong. I use it for most of my quick data analysis. But I realized that what I wanted to tell authors wasn't really about using Excel. That's the tool I use. But you could, if you really wanted, use pen and paper. What I wanted to share with authors were the concepts behind that analysis. I wanted to tell authors about how I approach writing as a business. Because for me personally, when I stepped back and started thinking about my writing as a business, was when I started to make actual money from it. I have an MBA from one of the top business schools in the world, Wharton. And yet, when I first started self-publishing, I wasn't using what I'd learned there at all. I was listening to people who told me to write a bunch of short erotica and throw it out there, and then some magical fairy dust would be sprinkled on my books, and they'd suddenly take off and I'd make millions. Or the ones who said you just have to write 3 books in a series and it'll somehow happen. Readers will just find you and it will all go great from there. Now that number is something like 5 books in a series and it'll take off. Kind of a problem if you like to write trilogies like I do. I listened to those people for about 3 years. And I made some money. I was profitable. But it wasn't money to write home about. Only when I sat down and started thinking of my writing as a business did I start to make slow but steady progress. I started to actually advertise. Not just a $5 why not promo here or there, but actual considered planned advertising. I realized, looking at those business lessons, that I needed a way to get my product in front of my potential readers. And I only continued to use the advertisers that worked for me and made me money. I learned AMS ads because they let me sell my books consistently at full price. That also helped me realize that some of my books have a bigger audience than others. And some will sell at one price point, but not another. All books are not created equal. Different genres sell differently. Different lengths sell differently. Some books do well in KU. Some
Sample complete. Ready to continue?